with committees. Civic Works Committee met and talked about fluoride in our water, and you've been following the story right from the get-go. What was the outcome, Andy?
Well, it was a vote pretty much split down the middle. One vote, 3-2. Now it goes to the full council.
Joni Beckler, and you heard the interview, we spoke to her earlier, and because essentially what the recommendation was to keep to the status quo, she voted against that. Why was that?
Because she thinks. Some of the councillors don't think. They go, well, I'm just a city councillor. I'm to look after curbs and gutters. Don't ask me about complicated medical issues. Don't ask me about all these research. Don't ask me about that book written by three guys with degrees who were on Andy's show. Giving all the evidence of the health, the negative health effects of fluoride. We pay the health unit to make those important decisions, and so we go with what they say, even if they don't read all the research.
Interesting you would say that. We spoke to Councillor Harold Lusher, the chair of that committee, and that's essentially what he said yesterday. So we heard from Joni. We want to take a look at the other side with the issue of fluoride in our water. Joining us this morning is a well-known dentist, Dr. Peter Fendrick. Peter has practiced dentistry for a long time on Waterloo, and he's a former president of the Ontario Dental Association. And he's kind enough to spend a few moments with us this morning. And good morning, Dr. Peter.
Good morning, Steve.
Let me ask you this question here. As a dentist, and you've practiced dentistry for how many years?
37.
Why do you want to put poison in our water, sir?
Steve, this is an issue that in the final analysis should be decided by good science, evidence-based science, not emotion and fear. I admire those on council who are basing their decision on evidence-based science. You know, I'm on record as saying that this issue is about dosage. In the correct amount, it's of benefit to our dental health. Too little is useless, too much is appropriate. That simple logic applies to everything we ingest. Steve, take table salt. Too much can lead to hypertension, elevated blood pressure, yet we sprinkle it on our food. It's about dosage.
But, Doctor, we understand what you're saying, because I'm just as confused as everybody else, as some of us who've been following this issue here. Certainly, your experience in dentistry, are you saying that fluoride does stop cavities?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
The ongoing theme that we've heard from dentists is that fluoride does stop cavities. Do you concur with that?
Yes, it strengthens tooth enamel. It makes teeth more resistant to decay, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you've got scientific fact, while the other side says, based on their research, that's all a bunch of phooey.
Well, that's simply incorrect. They haven't read the literature. That's rather overwhelming on this particular subject. Literally, thousands of articles have been written and analyzed and scrutinized by experts around the world. I mean, I'm proud of the role that the dental profession has played in this issue. The Center for Disease Control in the United States calls this one of the top 10. Major successes in preventive healthcare in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. So you're sure of the issue at hand here, because the other group are saying all the research that dentists and we've received from medical community is a bunch of bunk. Andy is standing by. May I ask you a question, sir?
Of course.
Andy?
Good morning, doctor. I always respect another person's point of view, because then I can maybe learn something. But, doctor, isn't there a case here where we're clinging to a mentality which... and we're wrapping it in this flag of, but we've always done it this way. We took the same approach to seat belts. It took 25 years to convince people seat belts were a good idea. Child walkers and so many other issues. We've made some horrible mistakes in medicine when it comes to thalidomide and Vioxx. And let me head on the air. This is the person who trains our water engineers across Ontario, yeah. Peter Collart. For 25 years, he promoted fluoride in the water. After 25 years, he sat down and did the research. He was on the show this week, and for the last 5 years, he's been begging engineers across Ontario not to put this stuff in the water. So my question to you is, you cite the research, and we all agree it should be based on science. Have you personally read Dr. Paul Conant's book, The Case Against Fluoride, written by three men, all with PhDs?
Yes, yes, I have.
Okay, and your thoughts on the book?
Any thoughts on the book? Yes, many thoughts on the book. The book, in science, and it's hard to convey this in a soundbite, but the gold standard in interpreting biomedical information is what's called a systematic review of the literature. It takes bias out of the equation. There isn't a single systematic review that is quoted in Conant's book. And many countries around the world, Australia, the UK, Ireland, Canada, the United States, have done systematic reviews of the literature that show, and that's what I rely on, that show that fluoride is of benefit. Not one single systematic review is mentioned in Conant's book. Why is that?
So let me ask you this. Why are we having this conversation, and why is this whole issue so controversial?
It's clearly controversial. It's clearly emotional.
Why?
And why? you tell me. You tell me. I don't have an answer for why it's controversial. It clearly is. There are different points of view.
Doctor, let me.
It doesn't need to be as controversial as it is.
Doctor, you're a dentist. Your specialty is teeth. Can you tell me why? Why do we need to drench our kidneys with this poison? I thought it was about our teeth. There are all kinds of studies, and you read some of them in Dr. Paul Conant's book, and we've had so many other experts on.
That question is exactly the kind of biased, controversial, inflammatory kind of question. Drenching teeth with a poison. It's hard to respond to that you're obviously not interested in a logical response.
Well, give us that response, sir.
Well, I know that, you know, when you look at the generation of seniors, many of them have dentures. The baby boomers have their teeth. The children that are growing up today, many of them don't even know what a cavity is. And that's in no small measure to the fact that we fluoridate our water. I think that's a significant benefit.
That's it?
That's it.
Andy, you say?
Why is it in so many parts of the world where they have ditched fluoride from the water that their dental health in their children is on a par with those cities in North America which have fluoride in the water?
There are many parts of the world that have natural fluoride. Is a natural element that occurs naturally in the water supply. I don't think they've ditched it. It's probably there's fluoride that occurs naturally, and they have fluoride that they don't need to add more fluoride than already exists.
This is news.
That comes back to my point about dosage.
This is a News Talk at 1290 CJIBK. Dr. Peter Fendrick is with us this morning, former president of the Ontario Dental Association and is a dentist in London for over 35 years. So we're almost out of time here. Doctor, for council members who are listening to this interview this morning, because this goes to a vote in 2 weeks' time, what advice do you have for them this morning?
I encourage them to base their decision on science and not emotion and not on fear.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Sir, thank you very much for the opportunity this morning.
My pleasure.
Take care. That's Dr. Peter Fendrick. I'm finding, and a lot of people I've talked to are still confused on this issue, and a lot of people have said, and Ryan, you've witnessed it here when they're calling into the studio, they need more information about this issue. Where can they find it, Andy?
Well, there are so many sources that you can go to. I would start with The Case Against Fluoride. If you want to tackle a book and you want science, you want lack of emotion, go with Dr. Paul Conant. I look at, if you want to keep it really simple, Joni Beckler, I think, is one of the smartest people on council. Mm-hmm. And she's saying she's done the research. And some of it she couldn't even get until she said, I'm a city councillor, I need to know this stuff. And she's saying, we need to get fluoride out of the water.
London Health Unit has a copy of the report given to city council members. You'll find it on their website. And also, the Ontario Dental Association, they have information on their website, too. Everybody has opinion about it. And are you doing a segment on this a little later?
We are going to talk to someone who's going to warn city councillors they could go to prison if they make the wrong decision on this issue.
Okay.